This is VOA News
Via Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 7 people have been killed as Typhoon Goni pounds the Philippines on Sunday, ripping off roofs, toppling power lines, and causing flooding. The strongest typhoon of the year also caused deadly landslides that buried a number of houses in the southern part of the island of Luzon, officials said. Goni was a super typhoon when it made landfall on Catanduanes Island before dawn, packing maximum sustained wind speeds of 225 kilometers per hour. It was downgraded a few hours later as it swept across Luzon and reduced intensity as it headed towards the capital, Manila, where the city of 12 million braced for strong winds. Goni comes a week after Typhoon Malave hit the same region of the natural disaster-prone archipelago, killing 22 people. French police have made 2 new arrests in the probe into an attack on a church in the southern city of Nice that left 3 people dead as authorities seek to understand the profile of the suspected killer. This is what judicial sources are saying on Sunday. Authorities are now holding a total of 6 people for questioning to understand if they were linked to the Tunisian who prosecutors say carried out the knife rampage early Thursday morning in the Notre Dame Basilica. It so far remains unclear if he had outside help for the attack, which French President Emmanuel Macron has described as an act of Islamist terror and was the latest of a string of attacks in recent weeks in France. It's still too early to say if there were others complicit or what the alleged killer's motivation were, a source close to the inquiry said. Tunisian authorities are also helping in the investigation. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.